What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. You know the digits, you know the drill. Big Card Julio will step up and in a couple of moments. You know, I'm just thinking about the UCLA-Hawaii game. And it's gonna be the most bet game of the day. Right? Even though the Big Ten game will be big time, but the Big Ten game is earlier in the day. And it's the first day of college football. That's the thing, not everybody knows everything, right? Like, you know what I mean? There'll be, like, you know, 5 million people watching or whatever. Out of the 5 million people or 7 million people, like, you know, how many? It's not like everybody's counting down the days. Like, people are casual, right? Oh, college football's back. Oh, I didn't know it. You know what I mean? Like, because Alabama and Michigan and LSU, all the big boys, they don't start till next week, right? So, like, a lot of people, like Teddy said, it's 8 programs. It's New Mexico State playing, you know, a little bit later on, and UTEP type stuff. So, but people will see, oh, look, Illinois and Nebraska are on TV. And then, oh, what's next? And what's coming up? And then the action will start to build. And what's this? I want to see the times for this stuff. Let's set the slate. The exact times. I know that Illinois and Nebraska is at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But I want to see it like set the table as the day goes on here. As college football is back. Awesome stuff. And it really is true. And, you know, I've been pretty disciplined. I've been much better recently with not betting, like, every baseball game for the sake of it. Or, you know, I've been less recreational bets. I've been more all business, betting futures, sort of scouting games and looking to pick my spots. And it really is true. The late, great Dave Malinsky, who was a close friend of me and Teddy Covers, may he rest in peace, one of the great handicapper, but forget about that, just a nice guy, but really smart guy, right? Really smart guy. Like, Dave Malinsky, like, if you listen to him, you would learn, like, things, like, tricks moving forward, right? But he would warn people at this time of the year all the time that, remember, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint, right? It's not a sprint. Like, you don't have to take your entire bankroll and lay it all down on all these games. You don't have to feel pressure that you're a loser or that you're not part of the action because you're not betting every single college football game on Saturday. Listen, there's a bunch of them, too, like, that they're adding on. The Alcorn States and the Indiana States of the world, right? I'm not messing with that stuff. I do like the Nebraska-Illinois game. So that game is at 1 o'clock Eastern. And, you know, this is why I want to do this, because It's a unique schedule, right? It's not, you know, like the games are earlier. Like, put it this way. The Fresno State game is at 2 o'clock Eastern. How many of you knew that? It's at 2 o'clock Eastern. That's 11 in the morning, man, in Fresno. It's 11 in the morning. So, Nebraska-Illinois at 1 o'clock. UConn and Fresno's at 2 o'clock Eastern. Hawaii and UCLA is at 3:30 Eastern. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Are you ready for some football? College football? Well, ready or not, here they come. Nebraska and Illinois kicking off in less than 48 hours' time from Champaign, Illinois. The Nebraska Cornhuskers. Season win total is 6.5. And incidentally, that's exactly what they're laying in this football game. They're minus 6.5 point favorites. Is it a revenge spot? Maybe. They got tattooed last year at home in Lincoln. Illinois went in there and beat them 41-23. 1 o'clock Eastern, college football begins week 0. 2 o'clock Eastern, UConn and Fresno State. 3:30 Eastern, Hawaii and UCLA. And the bailout special the bailout special on Saturday night will be Southern Utah and San Jose State, a late addition to the board. Right, a late addition to the board. Southern Utah and San Jose State. San Jose State Spartans were one of the best teams in college football last year against the spread. I'm not going to say they were one of the best teams in college football, like, overall. They had a great year. They have a good program. They have a good coach. It's an exciting program. Yet, I tell you what, man, Southern Utah can play. I'll ask you guys right now, it's the trivia. Who's the most famous alum of the Southern Utah Thunderbird football team? Care to take a guess? Take a guess, everybody. Let me check in the chat here. Let's see. Except, you know, people can look it up and stuff like that, right? But Southern Utah, who played football at Southern Utah? Who played football at Southern Utah? Suge Knight. Suge Knight, that's who.
That's the best thing I've learned all day long. It's the number one thing.
And yesterday you learned NBA, first ever game, November 1st, 1946. You said you didn't know that. Now you know. Hey, yeah, Southern Utah. Suge Knight played football there. He did. So, like, when you're Southern Utah...
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
People probably think, who the hell are these guys? Southern Utah are a bunch of nut job dudes, man. They're like too crazy to play for like normal teams. So they play for Southern Utah. Somebody in our chat guesses Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady did not play in Southern Utah. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
With Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Yeah, Southern Utah. When I lived in Vegas, I saw Suge Knight a couple of times, and he used to hang out at the South Point. And it's weird because South Point's not like a glamorous spot. It's like not on the strip. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And but it's a cool place. And I think they got a bowling alley there and stuff. But like a lot of that rap scene used to hang out there. When I lived there, like, so I remember like people, I remember I was there and like people, oh my God, there's Suge Knight and stuff. And hey, there's Flavor Flav. Like, and I tell him, I say, yeah, man. I said, I wouldn't go around them, man. Flavor Flav was cool. But I said, like, I remember anytime Suge Knight was there, I would always make sure I was on the opposite side of the place. Like, seriously. Like, I would never want to be standing behind that guy. Like, who knows who's going to shoot at him, man? Like, every day, like, type thing, you know what I mean? It's like one of those deals. Like, I'll give you a little street tip. That's a thing. All right, here's another lesson. Gambling tips and life lessons. If you see Suge Knight in a club, don't stand behind him. And like, if you're, like, in a club district and stuff like that, always walk on the other side of the street. You know what I mean? Like, if you're, like, if there's two sides of the street and there's, like, a bunch of clubs and there's all lines and all stuff outside, walk on the other side of the street, right? Because if people are going to shoot at the line, they're not going to do it from the line. They're going to do it on the other side of the street. I'd rather be on the side of the street where people are shooting from than in the crowd that they're shooting at. Think, Urban Living Tips. Let's bring in Big Card Julio. He's from Chicago. He knows these things. What's going on, Julio?
having been to Cedar City, Utah, home of Southern Utah University,
oh, really?
It doesn't surprise me that Suge Knight had his career more destined towards the hip-hop and R&B scene and not football.
I don't know. I think he got recruited by the Hurricanes, bro, Miami, and he ended up in Southern Utah. The only reason it came up is because Southern Utah is playing San Jose State, late addition to the board, Julio.
We've been talking about the other games.
Do you?
56.5. I like the over. I did the math earlier today while handicapping week zero. If we can get the T-Birds to between 14 and 17 points, I think the Spartans could take it the rest of the way. So 56.5 seems like a good number to take the over.
Yeah. The thing is, everyone's going to be all high on this stuff. I can't lie. I haven't, this game, listen, I've been concentrating so much on Nebraska and Illinois and everything, and I was just sort of looking at the time of the schedule. Like, did you know all the times of these games? Like, it's kind of crazy that Fresno's playing at 2 Eastern, man. Like, the UCLA game, too. Like, I kind of knew the UCLA game wasn't at 8 o'clock Eastern, but I didn't realize it was at 3:30. Like, they're all early, these games. Like, the night slate, guys. So, Nebraska, Illinois is 1 o'clock Eastern. UConn, Fresno State, 2 o'clock Eastern. Listen, I'm in a Pacific time zone, but everyone's, you know, we live on the East Coast, so I get it. So, 1 p.m. Eastern. Then 2 o'clock Eastern for Fresno and UConn, which is 11 in the morning in Fresno. Then you get Hawaii and UCLA at 3:30 Eastern. So what's that nighttime? What do we got at nighttime? We've got 9:30 Eastern, UTEP, who you like the over, right? UTEP at New Mexico State at 9:30 Eastern. And then 10 o'clock Eastern, Southern Utah at San Jose State. So there's the slate on Saturday. So basically the bailout special will be Southern Utah and San Jose State on Saturday.
That's why, yeah, I'd say get the over now at 56.5 before all the D-gens who probably lost a lot of their money on parlays throughout the day Saturday bump it up a couple of points. But, yeah, I think I knew most of the game times except the Fresno State game, and you'd have to imagine a lot of these times, especially for the West Coast teams, are due to television. I like that angle you were talking about earlier with the under in Fresno State, UConn. May even look at the first half under, too, considering it's 11 a.m. in Fresno. You'd have to imagine with COVID travel, UConn either got to Fresno tonight or are getting to Fresno tomorrow morning. So I kind of like that game. But, again, week zero, don't throw your mortgage on these games. Test the waters of exciting games to be had.
You know, I was just thinking, so how many, Julio is the Julio's the play-by-play voice of Chicago State, so you've been to a lot of these places. Did you do a game there? Was it Chicago State versus Southern Utah?
It was in college. I went to Western Illinois, and they did, it was a women's softball game. I did play-by-play. We did Arizona State, UNLV, Southern Utah was the end of the tour.
Man, you've been paying your dues.
Beautiful city, Cedars.
That's playing. You paid your dues. Yeah, Julio, when you're doing Southern Utah women's softball, Julio, you paid your dues, bro. Like, you're paying your dues. Like, you've climbed the ladder in the industry. And now you're in the Windy City Bulls in the G League. But listen to this, guys. Southern Utah, all right? They were – it's tough, though, because San Jose State are better than teams they played last year. But Southern Utah – usually play like a Pac-12 team or like, you know, I've seen them play UNLV and give UNLV all they can handle. So last year, guys, they only won one game. They didn't lose any football game by more than 8 points, though. So that's the thing, what he says. But they played Northern Arizona, Idaho State, Cal Poly, Idaho, Weber State, and Northern Arizona, the Lumberjacks. They can put points up on the board, Southern Utah. So I like where you're going with that total here. Last year, the Thunderbirds finished with a top 15 passing offense, 283 yards a game. And in scoring, they average 26.5 points a game, which is pretty good. Right? So they actually averaged 29th in the nation in scoring. And they got their quarterback back and their offensive line back. They should be I think this point spread's pretty ambitious, Julio. You just bet me over, or you think you got a live dog here?
I'm just betting the over now. I mean, gun to my head, I take the T-Birds and the points. You might sell me a car, Gabe. I may just go all just go right at it and take the T-Birds and the points. But as of now, the only official play.
Let's go money line, Julio. Let's go money line, Julio. What are we getting on that? Let's go money. Show some balls. Let's pull a Joe Lisi. Southern Utah upset, Gabe. They're going to shock them, shock the world.
Yeah, game of the year, right? Yeah, what would the money line be for this game?
I'm looking it up now.
+850? Is the money line even available yet?
No, I'd want more than that. No. So what? What's the point spread? Was it 24.5? I'm on the baseball
24
page.
24.5.
I'm on like a bunch of different pages. Football, but I had like the I have the Southern Utah team page. Let me go back to the point spread here. NCF. Yeah,
you could imagine Southern Utah getting a backdoor cover late in the fourth quarter, keeping it competitive, down 17 going into the fourth.
Yeah, 24 and a half.
It's a pretty efficient.
It's still 24 and a half. Mm-hmm. So it's plus 11-20 money line. Plus 11-20. 11-1. They're not going to win the game outright.
That's a good number.
I think they can hang.
My biggest.
I'm taking the underdog. Yeah, that's what I do, Julio. In these games, first game of the year, I'm not one of them. Oh, they'll kill them. Like I'm thinking long and hard. If you haven't played in 2 years, so we'll get to that game too. But like, because we got a break coming up here, so we'll hit those games after. But I love taking the big underdogs in week one, Julio. I mean, people are just assuming that this team's going to win because they.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're good last year. Their brand name. And like I'm talking about these not like tested programs, not Alabama or LSU or something like that, but like San Jose State, who the hell are Fresno State to be laying 27.5 against anybody? Right, San Jose State are good, but I'm telling you, Southern Utah can score. We'll hit this on the other side with our main man, Julio Rosario, Windy City Sports Report from Chicago. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome us back, even though we lost.
Hey, I'll give you something to cry about, you loser. You can't catch a football? Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late Night Anger Match Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're throwing it down here in a late night hours. Big Card Julio steps up and in. To kick it with us. All right, so college football is here. It's our Windy City Sports Report. So let's start off, and we'll get to these other games. Well, let's start off in your backyard, Julio, with Nebraska and Illinois. You know, a lot of people like Nebraska plus the points, but not everybody. It seems like the bettors that we talk to like the points. But the like Jerry Palm was, you know, was like hesitant about Illinois. A lot of the sort of the writers and stuff are hesitant about this game. I think people overestimate Nebraska. And Teddy Covers was just with us, and he said, "Oh, You know, Nebraska's supposed to be good. I'm not really sure how good they're supposed to be. Their win total is 6.5. I think it's too high. I don't think they're a 7-5 football team. But what's the word in Chicago right now? And is there any buzz? I asked you this 2 weeks ago. We were off last week when we were at the football game, Julio. But now the kickoff is coming because nationally this game is getting talked about a lot right now. What's the buzz in Chicago about this game?
Uncertainty. It's not knowing whether or not Illinois could really take that next level. They have talent. They've got over 20 starters returning, some guys from some pretty big transfers from some big schools, USC, Georgia. I know they've got a tight end, in-state product from who's a Georgia transfer. When it opened at 11, I was gung-ho at taking Illinois. It's dropped all the way, I think, at the start of the week at 7. It's now 6.5. There's some buzz with Brent Bielema. I mean, his success said he didn't really have much success at Arkansas. He's won in the Big Ten level at Wisconsin. I think he's going to take Illinois, at least offensively, from a spread-oriented team to some spread, but a lot of ground and pound with that offensive line. They've got talent. Win totals, you know, shows you at 3.5 that the odds makers think they could possibly get that fourth win this year. I mean, no one's thinking they're going to win the Big Ten, but there's some excitement that at least Illinois could maybe improve year after year success to maybe year two, year three become bowl eligible under Brent Bielema. It's going to be an interesting test. Even at 7, I'd lean Illinois. There's going to be a lot of Nebraska fans in Champaign, but I think that's going to be more frustrated Nebraska fans that school and that program, that fan base has extreme expectations wherever they see the Cornhuskers play. But yeah, it's just going to be a team that's going to be, you know, a lot of people just really no expectations. Just watch Illinois and see if they can rise to, you know, a chance to be a bowl eligible team in the years to come.
It's a good point. Jerry Palm brought it up. Jerry Palm brought it up as far as Bielema not having his players, right? Like, or the style that he's going to play. And he's known for running the football, et cetera. So I'm curious to see. But Chase Brown's a good back. They have a good offensive line. There's uncertainty, yes, but Lovie Smith did a good job recruiting, as you know. So the cupboard isn't bare. They've won at least two games in the Big Ten, like every year, basically, even when they're bad. So their win total is 3.5. But for them to get there, they probably have to win this game if they're going to win 4 football games overall. Like, it's got, or they have to steal one later or a couple. So they got to get this one out of the gate. So I was thinking, instead of just betting the win total, better off just taking the money line and hoping for the best here, Julio. You know what I mean? Plus 205. Yeah, I've got confidence in them. And I know that they're shaky stuff. Their defense isn't great. But I like Brandon Peters back again at the quarterback position. They've got good wide receivers. They've got the running back, Chase Brown, back as well. The offensive line is good enough. And I think Bielema will work with the players that he has. And it's, to me, it's like a play against Nebraska. Like, what have Nebraska shown us that they are justifiably worthy of being 6.5-point road favorites to start the season?
Yeah. And, you know, Bielema, it was an interesting entrance for Brent Bielema. He was able to see Illinois in their final game of the year against Penn State last year, so at least had a full footage of them. Off-season, like you were talking about with Brandon Peters, I think Brandon Peters under center, sort of at least establishing the run, could be a quarterback that can open it up a little bit with the passing game. If Illinois limits mistakes, they're going to be a team that will be in most games throughout this season, especially in Big Ten play. And they'll certainly be a team I'd like to play on once Big Ten football comes around, and then the Big Ten football kicks off on Saturday. So if Illinois wins this game, they can't turn the ball over, and it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I think it either a game-winning field goal or Illinois winning maybe by 4 or 5 points. So I think at this number, Gabe, plus 6.5, you want to wait for the 7 or maybe just get the 7 right before kickoff. I think it's a good bet. But in Indiana, because I can't bet the game in Illinois, FanDuel is plus 210.
Yeah, so that's what it is here now.
Illinois, I take Illinois plus the points and a little sprinkle on the money line and hope week zero turns into a positive one.
All right,
yeah, I agree. I think it's a play against Nebraska, really. Can Nebraska win by a touchdown? I don't think so.
All right, so to clarify, too, with Suge Knight, yeah, he played at UNLV, went to UNLV. So I guess he didn't play. He got kicked off. He didn't play. He went there, but it didn't last. Like, he never played. I know because I was in Vegas when it happened. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I guess he was going to go there. Because Southern Utah is second chance you, right, Julio, right? You know what I mean? That's the deal. It's not like a bunch of Mormons from Utah. They're bringing in kids that have been kicked off of other teams and stuff. That's why they don't suck.
Well, right. I mean, BYU thinks Utah is the heathen school of the state of Utah. So imagine what they think of Southern Utah.
Yeah, it's a good point. Utah is the non-Mormon school out of the rivalry, right? You got BYU, yes. Mormon, Utah State are Mormon, but Utah Utes are not. But you don't have to be Mormon to play for BYU. You don't have to be a Mormon to play for them. But you have to
follow the rules.
You have to abide by their rules. See, I don't have a problem with that. Like, they're not trying to convert you, at least. You know what I mean? Like, they tell you, listen, you don't have to be a Mormon to play here, but, yeah, you can't have sex. And you can't drink soda.
I mean, if Jim McMahon could survive BYU, I think any of us.
Yeah, but come on. How did he do that? Did he really not drink there?
I think he probably slipped a couple of two. Maybe he had a strong breath mint. I don't know,
but they're really big on the honors. Remember that the poor kid, the basketball player, Brandon Davies? He was a basketball player. He was a star, too. He was really good at BYU. He wasn't a Mormon, and he had a girlfriend and stuff. He had sex, and basically he had to confess. Like, they're real serious on that stuff, like, about being honest. So, like, he had to go in there and tell them, yeah, I've been having sex with my girlfriend. They kicked him off the team. Like, they didn't have a choice. They said, we don't have a choice. Like, you know, basically, if we let this slip for you. They're dead serious about it. But Jim McMahon was a big-ass partier. He was a big-ass partier. So I don't know how that worked out. What about the total, Julio? Because I'm thinking the over. Put it this way. If Nebraska's going to – this ain't going to be a 7-6 game. It's going to turn into points. And Nebraska are sort of all or nothing. Right? Like Teddy said, oh, they're not a quick strike offense. Neither team is really. And I get it. But, you dude, what's Martinez's trademark? Running for his life and then throwing some Hail Mary bomb to somebody, right? It's going to happen. There's going to be breakdowns. You're not asking a lot in college football, 54.5, Julio. You know, it's both teams getting the 20s. Like I said, last year they played, they got to 64. The year before they played, they got to 72. Why? What is it going to be any different now? Because it's week one? And I don't buy into that week one crap. I don't care about, like, that they haven't played preseason. These kids will score, and it's also the defenses will suck, too. No one can tackle anymore.
And not to mention offensively, I mean, you saw this in the CFL as well. A lot of these offenses are going to script out their first 20, maybe even 30 plays. So they've been practicing a set amount of plays for, you know, over the course of the last couple of months. So
that's a great point.
Don't be surprised if we see some early scoring in a lot of these week zero to week one games.
Oh, man, big card Julio, bring it. I got to tell you, that might be the best point you've ever brought up, Julio, on the show. I'm just saying. I mean it. You know why? Because you're bang on. We see the same thing in the CFL early. You bet the unders in the games, it's like, oh, my God, it's 7-7 after two drives. Yeah, because everything's scripted. And then what happens is the game starts to unfold. They all hit the wall, right? Like, they all hit the wall after, and it's like, wow, and it's a great point. Because if you're wondering at home right now or in your truck, wherever you're listening to us, and God bless you if you are, it's not like, oh, the plays are scripted, so all the play calls. No, as Julio just nailed it. These guys have practiced the same 45 plays for the last 4 months. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we're going to start the game, boom, and then we're going to go with a bubble screen. And then we're going to, like, they've practiced this so much that when they come out of the gate, they're hot here. It's a great point, Julio. I've seen it. You see it bang, bang, bang right away. And then as soon as the script is gone, that's how the Patriots beat the Rams in the Super Bowl. they knew the script. They knew the Rams script, and the Rams had like the first quarter and first half. And you notice the Patriots were lining up before the Rams were. They knew the playbook. And in the second half, the Rams scored 17 points when they threw the playbook out the window. They caught on, and they said, "We gotta improvise on the way out." They scored 17 straight points.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center, back to the wing, back to the center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
Halfback passes to center, back to wing, back to center. Center holds it, holds it, holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Late Night Anger Man's Request. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Julio Rosario joining us from the Windy City. And let me continue Julio's brilliant point about early scoring and scriptness. So I was thinking, Julio, as you said that, all right, let's check the first quarter. Because I think you're bang on, bro. People are going to think, oh, it starts off slow and stuff. No, it wouldn't shock me at all. Hey, touchdown, Illinois. What a start for the alumni. And Brett Bielema's start, and the crowd's going crazy. And then 3 minutes later, touchdown Huskers, right? Like, so
yep.
The first quarter total is 12 and a half. First quarter total, 12 and a half. I'm going to bet the over. I'm going to put your idea to the test, Julio. I think your idea is so good, I'm going to bet it to the over. I think there'll be two touchdowns, and as long as these kids don't miss the extra point in the college, they never moved it back still, so it's easier. They won't miss. So at least one of them, hopefully. And now I just mushed it. Imagine, Julio, we take the over 12 and a half, and it's like 12 nothing. Both of them miss. Or one of them, jackass coaches, go for two. I want to go for two.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that do you have a UCLA or you have San Jose State number as well? Because I think in both games as well, we could see.
Well, those are different
first quarters.
Those are different. Like, so Nebraska, these are the first quarter lines, 12 and a half Nebraska, Illinois. I don't think it's unreasonable. Nebraska can make big plays. That's what they do. They're sporadic. You know, Nebraska Martinez reminds me of, he's like the college version of Daniel Jones. Like, I caught on with giant totals, Julio, being in New York, that I was like, you know, Daniel Jones, every series something happens, Julio. Like, you know what I mean? Either Daniel Jones is going to make an incredible play, and it's like, wow, that was quite a drive, and that was a sick bomb and or whatever, or he'll turn it over. Like, there's no wonder. It was like Jameis Winston, same thing with the Bucks. It's like, either way, something chaotic is going to happen. Either he's going to throw a touchdown or he's going to throw a pick six. There's going to be points, or field position is going to change. Because either he'll be successful and he'll chunk it down the field and there'll be points on the board, or, and Jones is the captain of that. Like, Julio, like, the Giants will get the ball on the 25-yard line. And Jones will fumble it, bro. Boom, sack, fumble. The other team scores it. You know what I mean? They get the ball in the 18, and they score. Or he'll actually have a good drive. And I see Martinez and Nebraska in the same light. Like, he can turn it over. He can make a huge play. You don't really know what you're going to get on every play. I don't know. The kid's got experience. I think this is his 16th year at Nebraska. So the total's 12.5 in the first quarter. UConn-Fresno is 4 and even 14. That one I feel a little bit different because I like the under in that game, and I like the over in the Illinois game, Julio. To me, I think UConn want to slow it down. They don't want to get in a track meet with Fresno, and they also don't want to get embarrassed in their first game back. So I think Edsel slows it down. They run the ball. They try to chew up 4 or 5 minutes. Even if they don't score, fine. Punt the ball. And, man, maybe you get out of the first quarter 10-0 or something. Because I don't know if UConn scores early. I would lean with the under 14 in that one. And Hawaii-UCLA is 14.5. And let's pull the trigger on the over there, Julio. Over 14.5 first quarter.
There you go. Yeah, I like that as well. So I'm jotting that down as well. And look, even at 62.5, UConn Fresno State, I'd lean under in the first half as well. What are we looking at? 31.5? So first half, UConn Fresno State.
So what do you got to do? It kind of sucks. You got to drive to Indiana just to bet one stupid game. That sucks.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have to physically go to the FanDuel app or offshore.
But. Yeah, I was going to say, let's be real. Yeah. You didn't have to add that part in, but yeah, you can get it in.
you can get there. Yeah, there's ways you can get in. Yeah,
there's way. But I was thinking about, I'm going to be in California next week, and I'm like, oh, man, great. Oh, son of a bitch. I'm like, that app won't work, and that won't work. And I'm thinking about that already. I'm like, man. I don't like betting in advance. Like I don't. When you're on the road and stuff like that, it's different, right? I'm gonna be in restaurants and bars and stuff like that. So I'm gonna have to put all my college bets in before, just live with it, just stack it up, a couple of $1,000 in games, and whatever it is, instead of playing like the scoreboard halftime and I'll get this in now and roll it over on that. So, hey, I want to ask you, did you, that MLS All-Star game, it snuck up on us last night. Because I didn't see it in the books. They had it buried, right? It was under friendlies and stuff. So it was like, I couldn't find it all day, and I was getting pissed off. And I was like, I know they have to have a number. So I finally found it, crushed the under 3.5. Did you play the game? And I hit the MLS, Julio. It was great. Did you hit that?
I did not. That's one of the games I did not play. I had a bad, Monday I had the under in the Boston Red Sox game. Everyone knows the travesty that happened in that game in the extra innings. So I decided I'll take the rest of the week off. We've got European soccer kicking off again on Friday, college football on Saturday. Let me get my ducks in a row. I don't want to go on tilt this week. So. That's a good at 3.5. That's
medium card, Julio. Medium card, yeah, Julio. Look, wow, whoa, what's going on?
I'm trying to be a little disciplined, but come Saturday morning game, I'll probably have or so plays with European soccer and some college football mix in between.
So let me, big card, Julio's Windy City Sports Report. Let me ask you. What's the buzz with the Chicago Bears, Justin Fields? So the Bills went in there. Trubisky looked great. And I don't know if you noticed, but just the footwork of Trubisky and everything, you can just see he looked different, right? I know it's the preseason and stuff, but it's not about that. It's just about his confidence, and you can see what Brian Daboll's done. He's the same thing as Josh Allen, man. He has the same physical attributes. Allen, just sort of has the it factor more. But physically, he's a big kid. He's got a strong arm. He's mobile. He's got a can't, like, you know what I mean? He's got, like, everything that, and it's sort of like Allen, who struggled early, and the Bills were forthright about it. Like, what has been the success with Josh Allen? Because Josh was not an accurate quarterback in college either, right? And footwork, Julio. They basically said Josh Allen's footwork was bad, and people like the average fan doesn't realize the slightest direction, their toes, guys, like, there's a science to it and a chemistry to it. And you look at Josh Allen's footwork now compared to his footwork before, but like thrown off. And like, I noticed that with Trevor Lawrence, like, God, his footwork was bad. He throws off his back foot. He backpedals. Like, he does a lot of, like, you notice his accuracy is not very good. It's amazing how the NFL can expose you that fast, even in the preseason. But they worked on his footwork with Trubisky, but the fans were chanting, "We want Fields, we want Fields." For the love of God, Julio, it's a preseason game, and Dalton's just trying to get a couple of reps under his belt, and the fans are always already calling him out. Fields said it's disrespectful, and then Fields gets run over by the Bills. It was quite the day for the Bears, but what's the deal, man? Like, they should just start. Like, I would just go with Fields, but what's the buzz in Chicago? What's your opinion on the situation with the Bears quarterback?
If the Bears fan base dictated anything, we would all be in a lot of trouble, Gabe. So, obviously, the Bears fans want Justin Fields in. Everyone knows he's more athletic than Andy Dalton. We all understand that. Everyone gets that. I agree. A little disrespectful to do that in the preseason game. Just, I mean, you're going to see Fields play, and he played the majority of the late first half into that second half. But 2 weeks ago, I set the number at 3.5 starts for Andy Dalton. I still believe that. I'll take the over. I think Dalton gets at least 4 starts. Seeing that offensive line and that Bills in the second preseason game against the Bills, I'm very concerned for the Bears. They did.
Dude, they're playing the Rams in week one. It's not good.
And look, I'm concerned with that offensive line. If the offensive line, if they play the way they did against Buffalo, and if Jason Peters doesn't live up to being any sort of a offensive lineman with the Bears, I'd be hesitant to put Justin Fields in. I'd like, Andy, we paid you a good amount of money. You might have to take these bumps this year. You might have to be the job for us this year. You might have to take a couple of sacks because, look, you got a brand new Ferrari. I think Justin Fields could be a good NFL quarterback. You just don't want to expose him to that type of punishment early in his career. Could sink his confidence. And look, I'm not a Matt Nagy guy. Never been a Matt Nagy guy. In the Andy Reid coaching tree, which is a derivative of the Mike Holmgren coaching tree, I put Matt Nagy in the Marty Morningway wing. Okay, the former Detroit Lions coach, supposed to be an offensive genius, great coordinator, not a great head coach. I put Matt Nagy in that same category. So you see Mitch Trubisky, that's coaching. The coaches saw his strength, they saw his weakness. They worked on it in the offseason, and he looks like a different quarterback. I think come next year, he could compete for a starting job with another team. He could get that type of deal where he could compete for a number one.
Just like Tannehill.
I just
comparison. Yeah, that's the comparison. Trubisky can follow the path of Tannehill. People will laugh at him. He'll sign a deal and get like $8 million, and look, he's Trubisky. And then next thing you know, he signs like an $80 million deal. I don't know if it's going to work out that well for him like it did with Tannehill with 150. But let me just ask you, because you're right. You raise a great point. Dalton's going to have to be the target because that's the key, isn't it, to the Bears right now? The concern is the offensive line suddenly. So, and I know this. So they're like, well, do we get Justin Fields murdered? But the thing is, I'm telling you, and I don't say this as like some sort of psychic that wants to see Andy Dalton get injured, but I don't know if he can make it through the game, bro, at that Rams game. You're going to Los Angeles. They got Stafford. They're going to be all really fired up, the Ram team. You're getting the Bears. You get the most immobile quarterback in the history of the NFL almost, Julio, with the pissed-off Rams team starting the season. He's a sitting duck. Like, I saw it against the Bills guys, even in the limited stuff. So Dalton's in there. Bills get pressure. Dalton runs for his life, like running for the sidelines and does the old throw it into the stands thing. And that happened a couple of times. And you see Justin Fields, it breaks down, and he runs for a touchdown. It's not like anything against Dalton. His time has passed, Julio, and I'm telling you, you're right. You're right. They paid Dalton. You're going to have to take the hits. You're the tackling dummy. I don't think he'll survive, bro. I think he could get hurt in that first game against the Rams. And then what are you going to do, not put Fields in? You have to play Fields.
Yeah, you'd be forced into it could be a long season if that scenario does play out. It very well could. I mean, like the Bears drafted Tevin Jenkins. But first and foremost, Justin Fields sort of fell into the Bears' lap before the draft. I was on your show.
Yeah.
I was going to bet the mortgage at – I was looking for alternate win totals at under 6.5, thinking the Bears would struggle I'd lean there once again, Gabe, if that offensive line struggles, if Dalton gets hurt early, if you're forced to put Justin Fields in way earlier than he should. And yeah, I mean, Justin Fields could get away from a couple of tackles in a few games, but things will catch on. Things will adjust.
Big Card Julio, Julio Rosario kicking with us. Windy City Sports Report. More on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com.
Three-minute warning already, but it's only level two. Big Card Julio, Julio Rosario joining us from Chicago. So, Julio, we got the White Sox and the Cubs coming up. I don't know this. So, you know, the Mets and Yankees is a subway series. The Dodgers and Angels is the freeway series. What do they call? Once you tell me, I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, that's it. What is it? What's the name of the Cubs and White Sox?
It's the Crosstown Series or Crosstown Classic.
The Crosstown Classic, huh? See, that doesn't really have the same buzz, does it, huh, as the freeway and subway?
It doesn't roll off the tongue very well, but, I mean, it does make sense seeing both teams are from
other sides of the town. Yeah. How about the Yankees? These guys haven't lost, Julio, since that Field of Dreams game.
Yeah, they're playing well. I'm still – I don't think the Yankees would win the World Series based on their relief pitching. But, man, they've been playing good baseball, no doubt about it, at least offensively. I'm not going to pay attention to much baseball this weekend, Gabe, but I will be betting the White Sox on the run line in every game this weekend yeah. against the Cubs, minus 118 on Friday night. I'm going to parlay that with the Tampa Bay Rays, who play the Orioles this weekend. Sox Rays money line parlay on FanDuel right now is plus 101. I expect those odds to dip before first pitch tomorrow night. And then on the run line, I like the Rays at minus 142. I'm just going to bet that all weekend in baseball.
So you think the White Sox just beat the crap out of the Cubs this weekend?
Yes. Yep. Yes, I do. Over 9.5, I think it's at plus value right now. I'd grab that. But yeah, I think the White Sox are gonna take care of the Cubs this weekend.
Down to 9 now. So if you like the over, even better for you. It's sitting at
even
9
better.
Now. Yeah, Cubs, White Sox, 9. White Sox minus 240. Cubbies plus 198. Julio, follow him on Twitter, JN Reports. Best of luck on the pitch this week, Julio. Always a pleasure, my man.
Thanks, Gabe. Good luck as always, my friend. Take care.
The Late Night Anger Man's request. Bring it.
Remember.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.